Don't worry, I'm not going to give you a long list of sponsorships and things that you need to buy. Instead, I'm just going to explain. What we do is we teach baking as lifestyle medicine. This is an evidence-based approach to baking, eating, and sharing bread that improves the gut microbiome and mental health. So let's just get straight into this podcast.
Oxidization is actually contributory to damaging cells, which is actually a contributing factor to cancer.
And yeah, to a lot of diseases. If you look at the contributory factors to any disease, free radicals, which are the source of oxidation in the body. Again, we talk about yin and yang a lot in these kind of situations in nature. It happens in every cell. So you have the mitochondria in every cell, which are like the factories making energy, the energy that you and I are using now to do this webinar. And at the same time, that oxidation that they need is almost like the fuel that you're putting in these factories that is are creating pollution, you know. So we have this kind of internal pollution to deal with, but at the same time, we cannot get rid of it because the way we make energy actually creates pollution. So there's this.
Energy production, we basically make our like waste products. So in other words, to clean those up, one of the things that I always encourage people to do is eat high levels of polyphenols, because they kind of help scavenge and vitamin E. So it's about balance. So to produce, we basically need to eat healthily and well. So to keep blood sugar level, if I'm right, keeping blood sugar level helps minimize that oxidization. And then eating high levels of polyphenols helps clean up any oxidization that happens.
Yeah, that's one way of putting it. Absolutely. Yeah. And what these nutrients do, the zinc and the magnesium and the chromium, particularly the chromium and the zinc, magnesium zinc and magnesium are involved in practically every chemical reaction in the body anyway. But in chromium particularly helps improve the sensitivity of cells to insulin, because insulin, that first job is to push glucose that is just floating around in your bloodstream inside the cell. Because if it's inside the cell, it will be out of the way and minimizing the chance that it can oxidize, because it will that really quickly. And also it will be used for making energy. So it will be used for actually making the cell tick along. So it will contribute to the cell actually surviving. So it's got that kind of like dual aspect. But insulin will also at one point close the pores, the tell the cell to close the pores, because there's enough glucose inside the cell and it doesn't want to be overloaded, so it explodes. And there's just a nice balance outside, so it keeps the balance between the inside and the outside of the cell in terms of glucose, and it keeps your body, it gives you a sensation of satiation as well. So it helps you with other hormones like leptin, for example, and ghrelin and so on, to regulate the hunger. So it's involved in a number of different things. But the fact that your microbes in the sourdough are actually giving you access to those nutrients is vital, is one of the things.
I really hope you've enjoyed listening to this. If the idea of prescribing baking as lifestyle medicine as an evidence-based approach to your patients to help them improve their physical and mental health through the bread that they bake, eat and share every day appeals to you, then go to thesourdoughschool.com and learn how you can prescribe or teach this as part of your own practice. If you have just fallen in love with the whole concept and you just want to learn to do this for yourself and your family, you can self-prescribe at thesourdoughclub.com. I look forward to seeing you in some of our live sessions.